Let's talk about the kingdoms. There is two kingdoms. There is a kingdom of God that Christ made a way for his people by his death, burial, and resurrection. And the biblical gospel, his shed blood, faith in him. Faith that is not just a head knowledge, but faith that says, I believe and I follow and my allegiance is with Jesus Christ. So if you have faith to believe in the shed blood of Jesus, you must repent. When you repent, you change your mind, you change your ways. If you haven't changed your minds and your ways, you have not repented. Have you come out of the corrupt church systems? Have you come out of every false way? Have you lost your life, your flesh, your desires, your hobbies that take you away from the kingdom of God? By that gospel of Jesus Christ shed blood, by your repentance, you can be born again by the Spirit of God. Born from above, the Bible says. But what's the fruit you're born from above? The fruit you're born from above is holiness and obedience.
You have to keep walking, okay?
No, I don't, sir.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. First Amendment, Supreme Court says this is not loitering. I do not have to keep walking. You're not telling anyone else that they're standing there. I can keep preaching. I can move. I do not have to keep walking. I want to see you. Did you tell her she can't park there? That is not right, officer. I reject that. I love officers. I reject that. I have First Amendment rights to stand in a public street. I can stand on a corner and preach all day long. This officer doesn't know the law. We love him. He doesn't know the law. I'm going to stand right here and preach, and I'm going to be moving all day. He doesn't know the law. The Supreme Court has said preaching is not loitering. I can stand on any public corner I want. He needs to go back to police school. This is a open public street. I don't need to come anywhere, sir. Am I being detained?
Nope.
Good. Thank you, sir. Lifting up Jesus Christ today. We're getting back to the gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. By that, you can repent. When you repent, you'll be born from above. They're standing in one place, sir. You telling them to keep walking? You telling them to keep walking?
They're not trying to sell stuff.
I'm not selling anything, sir.
Yeah,
you are a liar. I'm not selling anything.
I'm not gonna argue with you, bud.
Call your chief.
I don't need to call the chief.
Call your chief. I get to talk to a superior when I'm contacted by an officer. You don't know the law. Call your chief. You get your chief out here.
I don't need to call
you. Get your chief out here, sir. This officer is trying to tell me I don't have First Amendment rights to stand here. Look at you all standing here. He's telling me to keep moving.
We're waiting on a parade, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm waiting on the parade, too. I'm waiting on Jesus Christ. He's a lot better than a parade. We're here and we love our neighbor. But we need to warn you, the churches and the culture are being deceived. The pastors are lying to you. They are not telling you the truth. They're filling up buildings. They're filling up their coffers. They're filling up their membership rolls, but they're not helping heaven be full. Jesus said in Matthew 7, few there be that find it. That word few in Greek means puny. A puny number of people are going to find eternal life. There'll be no Roman Catholics, Lutherans, Baptists, Mormons, Jehovah's Witness, Anabaptists in heaven. You must be repented and blood born and obeying him as fruit that you know him. So this is the issue we have in America constantly. It's loving to come into the streets and remind you the Mennonite faith is going to damn your soul. The Catholic faith, the evangelical faith is going to damn your soul. Unless you turn from every false way by the Spirit, the blood, and the Word of God. The Word of God, Jesus said, we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. America says, God bless America. I love my neighbors enough to tell you it is not God bless America. Judgment is coming to America and the world. He is going to judge this wicked nation like he judged Sodom and Gomorrah. And America is like the Titanic. America is going down. America is going to lose its soul, you might say. It already has. The judgment of God has already started on America. So like the Titanic, she's going down. You cannot stand next to her. You'll be taken down. The Bible says, come out from among her. Touch not the unclean thing and I will receive you. Have you come out from the culture? Have you lost your life? Are you willing to deny your flesh to seek the kingdom of God? Unless you do that, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Christ, the good news of the gospel. Christ shed his blood and made a way. But here's the problem, folks. The good news has to be applied to your life. You can't just say, I know the good news. You can't say, I know the good news without repenting and seeking the kingdom of God. If you haven't repented, if you're not keeping after the things of God, the word of God, the ways of God, you have no hope of eternal life to come. 2 Thessalonians says Jesus is coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. Obedience is key and critical to find eternal life. It's the fruit that you know him. If you're not obeying God, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. I have a question, neighbors. Are you following the culture, your flesh? Are you following your own ways? Or are you following Jesus Christ? That's a good question. There'll be no chance to answer it in eternity when you die. There'll be no chance to answer it. You must come to Christ by faith before you die, or he comes back, his second coming. His judgment is coming. But God is so loving and graceful and full of mercy and full of truth. But guess what? If you're not living that truth, if you're living your own way. So we'll get back to talking about how loving and graceful and merciful Jesus Christ the Father is, because he shed his blood to make a way. But here's the problem. The American church system believes in an easy believe gospel. Go to church on Sunday or Saturday. We've got some false Seventh-day Adventists here. Say a prayer to Mary. Say a prayer. Do some songs. Hear some preaching. This is not the path to eternal life. The path to eternal life is holiness and obedience to the shed blood of Jesus through repentance and new life. That is the path to eternal life. And Christ told us, narrow is the way, broad is the road to destruction, and few there be that find it. That word few in the Greek means a puny number of people. A puny number of people are going to find eternal life. And so we just go out into the streets to warn our neighbors and remind you, turn and repent, seek the kingdom of God, lose your life for Christ. There's nothing in this world you can hang on to. There's nothing you can take with you except a brother or sister in Christ. No fame, no money, no 401k. Nothing you can do. Nothing you can take with you. All your material goods are a waste. And Jesus is coming to judge America and its churches that are wicked, corrupt, sinful, unbiblical. So we love you enough to call out the truth. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. What are you living for today, neighbor? You're following your flesh. You're following the culture. You're following frivolity. You're following carnality. None of this will lead to the kingdom of God. God bless America. Yeah, right. Don't buy it for a second. The police just tried to run me out of here when they have absolutely no legal standing. America's a wicked nation, a false Christian nation, a deceiving Christian nation, and Satan's ruling the world, his kingdom, and you're walking through the kingdom of Satan. 2 Corinthians 4:4. tells us he is the God of this world. So we're here in the streets today to remind our neighbors that there's a narrow path to eternal life. And broad is the road that leads to destruction. Jesus talked about what good if a man gains the whole world and loses his soul. You're going to lose your soul as you follow the culture, as you follow the false man-made religion, Sunday, Saturday, whatever it is, all made of man, denominations that God hates. Jesus says in Mark 7, if you worship in God, in man-made traditions, you worship God in vain. America worshiped God in vain. Jesus said, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. You're not in the truth as you follow the culture. You're not in the truth in the Baptist, Lutheran, Catholic, Mennonite, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, whatever flavor. You're not following the truth of God, neighbors. What you're doing is walking the broad road to destruction. And Satan has set a trap for you. A lot of people think that they're religious, but they're going to lose their soul. A lot of people think they're better than the next guy, but they're going to lose their soul. The pastors and the priests aren't telling you the truth. Unless you've repented and come out of the world, the wrath of God is upon you at your death or his second coming. If you live like the world, the wrath is coming for you. In Romans 6:16, in Romans 6:16, amen. Why amen?
Well, because Jesus is coming back and we do need to repent.
What do we got to repent of?
We got to repent of our sins. We got to turn ourselves around.
How about the church system? Do you belong to one?
No, I belong to the body of Christ.
You don't? Do you go to a church on Sunday?
Absolutely.
What's the name of it?
Mennonite Church.
Mennonite. So you're named after a man. Is that of Jesus?
That's not me, brother.
Okay. But that's you. You go there, sing and pray. You're united to it. The Mennonites keep a lot of sin.
No, I'm not.
Pagan holidays, Christmas. Sir, if you go and sing and pray with them, you're united to them. The Bible says mark and avoid all those that teach false ways. Romans 16, 17.
Jesus tells us, too, that we are to have fellowship one with another. So like you and I are doing.
Yeah. Who do you fellowship with? You have fellowship with true, biblical, holy saints.
I'm sorry.
So there you go. The nice officers, thank you, officers. We appreciate your service. Are telling you, you can't keep a bicycle here, and you're going to obey that. You got to obey God's law. And God, who made Christmas, Easter, Good Friday holy? Man or God?
Well, man did.
Man did. So you're obeying that in the Mennonite church. You guys don't preach the biblical gospel. Look, you're here riding bikes. Where's your gospel cards and your gospel sign proclaiming as your neighbors are going to hell?
Well, we are to be the light.
Really? How are you light?
We are to be the light.
How are you light living with a false religious system like the Mennonites?
I didn't say I was living with the Mennonites.
You just said you go there on Sunday and you sing and you pray with them.
I went to a Baptist church as well.
They're false too. They keep the same pagan holidays, false gospel. The Catholics are false. Well, Jesus said narrow is the way.
If you would give me a second.
Will you give me truth or are you going to give me Mennonite dogma?
I'm going to give you truth.
All right, I'm ready. Bible truth, I'm ready.
Speaking life and truth into you, brother. What does it say? So if I go to a Baptist church and I walk into it and I'm able to let the light of Christ shine through me to help lead others home.
You're to call people that claim Christ to repentance and not unite to them. The Bible tells you to not unite to them. Well, your heart's not with God's word. You need to repent. You're going to lose your soul. The Mennonites are a dead, false, man-made system. I have a bunch of articles on my teaching blog.
So which church has it all figured out?
The body of Christ, the ecclesia, the New Testament called out ones, and it's not a man-made denomination. Mennonites started 500 years ago. Catholics started like 1,200 years ago. Evangelicals started 500 years ago. I follow Christ who started in the first century. You're not following that model. You're following false man-made religion. And you're deceiving your son. And guess what? There's going to be a millstone around you. And Jesus said it'll be better for you that you have a millstone to be cast in the ocean than what's coming for you as you deceive young people in the false Mennonite faith. Let me give you here, because I care for your soul, if you'll take it.
If you cared for my soul, brother, you would stop for a second and listen.
Here's an Anabaptist card. That actually highlights the sin of the Anabaptists. And brother, you can email me on that. We can talk about it. We can go deep in Scripture if you have ears to hear and eyes to see. But here's the problem. Here's the problem. The Mennonites love to keep their false way. If you follow Christ biblically, you're going to have to leave. You're going to have to leave the Mennonites and every false church. Jesus said, worship me in spirit and truth. You're not doing that in the Mennonite church. They're not doing the Baptist. They're not doing the Lutheran. And one sin is going to put you out of the kingdom of God. One lie, Revelation
That's
22.
Exactly right.
But you're in sin. You need to repent of that. We're going to leave that right there. You're in sin. You need to repent. Hello, officer. Thank you for your service. I appreciate you letting me have my First Amendment rights. Police officer down there from Versailles tried to run me out of here. I appreciate you guys. I'm not doing anything illegal. He told me I had to keep moving and couldn't stop while everybody's standing there talking. And I said, I don't have to keep moving and stop. I'm on a public street.
We keep the flow of traffic.
Well, but he's got to be fair with everybody. And this is a closed street. Well, he didn't do that. And this is a closed street. And there's going to be a lot of people standing and nobody's telling them to keep moving. So thank you, officer. Can I give you a gospel card?
No, we're good. I'm good. Thanks, sir.
There's a narrow path to eternal life. The churches are lying.
I'm good. Thank
Test
you.
Yourself. Thank you for your service, officer.
Thank you.
Yourself to the word of God. There's a narrow path to eternal life. We're surrounded by false religion, like the Mennonites. I just talked to a Mennonite man, defending the Mennonites, defending the Baptists. They're all keeping false traditions that are going to damn your souls, neighbor. I have a question. America, so-called God bless America. How come nobody knows and loves the word of God and follows it in America? I should say a puny few know the word of God and follow it. Why is that? That's because America's a lip service false Christian nation, not serving Christ in spirit and truth, not losing their lives to humble themselves in holiness. Jesus is coming to judge America and the church systems. He is definitely coming to judge in flaming fire. But everybody has a problem in this. I travel the country and I preach the gospel. I travel the country and preach the gospel. Hardly anyone, excuse me, folks, in America fears God. Excuse me, folks. I'm going to squeeze right through here. Thank you. Hardly anyone in America fears God and believes the biblical gospel. So we just love you enough to remind you and tell you the truth today.